Back here for the second half at EC Glass High School between the Hilltoppers and the Trojans. 6-4, EC Glass leading over Midlothian for a regional championship on the line here at EC Glass High School. Anthony Santinello and Ed Lane bring you all the action as EC Glass and Midlothian, they both do move on to the state semifinals next week, but both would love to have that regional championship under their belt and some momentum going into that state semifinal.
Both of those, as well as a home contest as well. It sets up much more favorably the road to getting to a state championship game if you're able to come out of here with a win tonight.
EC Glass in the home whites with blue numbering and white shorts to go along with gray helmets for Midlothian. Navy blues with white numbers, white shorts, and navy blue helmets. Matthew Gallagher was on fire in that first half, 8-for-12 for EC Glass to start off the game and gave them some extra possessions around the faceoff dot as well, but doing a good job at capitalizing on the possessions were Midlothian, as Devin McCombs did a pretty good job for the Trojans. When they did win faceoffs, they were able to come away with goals.
Yes, they were, and they took advantage of those chances. It'll be crucial in this second half, especially to start. How you come out of halftime is a big key. We saw that for EC Glass. Big lead at intermission on Tuesday night, and they let Western Albemarle back into it. Don't want a similar run from Midlothian here if you're the Hilltoppers.
Gallagher and McCombs once again at midfield. Glass will now be going from right to left to start off the second half. 10 goals total in the first half. And Gallagher wins the initial faceoff of the second half. We are underway from EC Glass. Gallagher sprinting out towards midfield as Carrington comes onto the field. And now Nathan Truitt on the far sideline has it for the Hilltoppers. Hamilton behind the cage gets a pick from Kays. Hamilton rolls to his right, backing down his defender. And now sends it out to McMahon out near the point. Back to Josiah Martin at midfield. Now Truitt with it, and Kays again behind the net. Kays goes to his right, fires the pass on the far side. It is caught and fired into the back of the net by Wyatt Hamilton. He fell down catching the pass, but still able to recover and bury it. 7-4, EC Glass.
Fantastic focus from Hamilton there. He fell down, as you mentioned, Anthony. Kept that ball tucked in very well and was able to recoil it to put it into the back of the net. And Glass extending their lead to start this. And again, Anthony, we've mentioned it a lot, but a big key is winning faceoffs. That came after a face-off victory from Gallagher.
Gallagher definitely at 100% here tonight after not being so against Western Albemarle in their last game. Gallagher and McCombs at the face-off dot. As Joyce has surrendered 7 goals here tonight, just over his season average at 6.2. Referee placing the ball. Whistle blows. Gallagher wins it towards his attacking zone again. And able to scoop it up are the Hilltoppers. Carter Morecambe on the near sideline. Gets the clear and enters the restraining line for EC Glass. Morecambe rolls it to Will Carrington on the near side. And Carrington will back it out to midfield. McMahon and Martin also come onto the field. Carrington's defender slips, gives room to Truitt on the far side briefly. Truitt fires a shot, bounces into the stick of Joyce to the left side, and he's able to scoop it up and go for the clear.
That may not have been the best shot for Glass. Truitt looked like he didn't quite have a chance to get set. There wasn't a lot on that, and it was from a pretty far distance.
Bryson Miller for the Trojans on the near sideline gives to Will Pomeroy.
Shot kind of had the feel of, it's close, but you know, you want maybe a little bit more patience if you're the Hilltoppers.
Pomeroy backs it out now to midfield. Goodwin inside for Christmas. And also Will Sieg had a shot on net, but it's recovered by Midlothian. Sieg on the far side. Now goes to Bryson Miller and Trevor Christmas on the near side. Dylan Powell now has it behind the net at X. Powell goes to his left, gets a little separation from his defender. Now to Pomeroy, fakes a pass. And now hands off to Goodwin. Now it's Bryson Miller, top of the slot, goes to his right. Hands down to Pomeroy, goal line extended. Pomeroy to his left, drew a slide from the defender. The ball slides loose, still scooped up by Midlothian. And now a battle for it, swung all the way back to midfield. And a whistle blows, push against Midlothian. That was a good job by Peter Woods for EC Glass to knock that ball loose to midfield.
I kind of get that push there from Midlothian. You're trying to prevent the ball from going across midfield.
Sackett Wood fired a shot on net. Ball goes out of bounds. Sprinting to the end line was Casey Joyce. And he's able to get possession for the Trojans. Now the ball scoots loose in midfield. It's picked up by Coleman Rock, one of the captains for Midlothian. And he'll slow down the offense as he goes behind the cage. Dylan Powell. Now to Will Sieg. 8:51 left in this third quarter. EC Glass leading 7-4. Christmas now to Rock. And Pomeroy on the near side dishes to Powell, another captain for the Trojans. Powell dodges to his left, tiptoes the crease, where he's being whacked at by Adam Godsey. Powell back out now to Sieg and Christmas near midfield. Christmas gets a stick check from Carrington. Still rolling to his left is Christmas. Looks for a pass in the slot. His low shot is saved by Shabastar. That was Jason Goodwin, the leading scorer for the Trojans, as Maricini goes for the clear at midfield.
Good save by Shabastar there, and for Glass, quickly flipping the possession and a chance to build on this advantage.
Josiah Martin near side. A good job by Maricini to enter the restraining zone for the Hilltoppers.
7-4, 7:45 left here in the third. EC Glass on top.
Truitt, far side, back to Hamilton, and now Kays near side. Lucas Dendy out there as well for the Hilltoppers, and Josiah Martin near midfield. Martin goes to his right. McMahon comes out of the slot. Martin still with it behind the cage. A little bit of room, draws a slide from a long stick. Martin looking for Truitt in the middle of the slot. He'll instead hand it off to Hamilton. Hamilton gets stick checked by his defender. Now on the near side. Fakes to going towards X, rolls towards the slot instead. Had a little room, didn't take the shot. And now the long pole covering him is Tyler Schrimsher. Out at midfield, it's McMahon. 6:50 to go in this third quarter. McMahon drives in, gets a stick around the neck. It's swatted away by Joyce. Recovered by Dendy. And Dendy gives out to Hamilton again. Hamilton trying to get around his defender, David Foster. Hamilton will instead send it far side for Martin. Martin gets to his left, spins to his right. Now dumps it off to Kays behind the net. Truitt right in front of the net. Couldn't get a shot away. Truitt back out. Firing a shot is Martin. That shot goes wide. Kays there behind the net to keep possession for the Hilltoppers.
Even though that shot didn't go in, we've seen EC Glass very patient with shot opportunities. On the, you know, a couple possessions ago, we mentioned that Glass had a chance and they almost rushed his shot and it resulted in a quick turnover. Different approach this time, and it looks like so far it's at least kept possession with the Hilltoppers.
It'll be Kays on the restart. As again, Foster coming off the field with what looks like an injury. Second time he's gone down today. McMahon to Dendy near midfield. Dendy draws a slide from the long stick, now marking him near midfield. McMahon to Martin, far corner. Martin taking his time with Schrimsher marking him. He goes to McMahon, near side point. McMahon drives into the slot, goes to his right, now his left, back to his right. His high to low shot is saved by Joyce. And Joyce goes for the quick clear again. This one goes to Schrimsher. And now quickly Midlothian working at Sterling Mason to the far side for Powell. And now Powell will slow down the offense. Powell to Goodwin. Now to McCombs. McCombs driving in towards the net. He had his stick slashed at. A nice job there by EC Glass. Maricini picking up the loose ball and handing it off to Shabistar.
Yeah, that's a good job by Glass. They collapsed on that goal area, and in spite of that, Midlothian still attacking the goal and missing a pass opportunity. It results in a turnover.
Hamilton has possession. He slips to the turf. Whistle blows, and I believe it'll be turned over. Actually, a timeout called by Coach Renuska. That is his first of this second half. Mid-State Group, family-owned and operated since 1964. Visit themidstategroup.com for more information. 7-4 EC Glass lead here in the third quarter with 4:55 to go, and the offense does seem to be having more settled possessions, and they're taking control of the game when Midlothian turns it over.
Well, not just that, but EC Glass is also limiting Midlothian to how many looks they're getting and making it so they have to really work and get set offensively. Give Glass credit. They've done a great job of that so far and continued that into the second half.
And Midlothian doesn't really look like they've changed anything offensively from the first half, or maybe it's just Glass doing such a good job defending, but that one chance they did just have breaking towards the front of the net, you saw it, you said it yourself, the defenders collapsed in front of Shabistar, three guys right in front of the net swatting at the ball, and they were able to turn it over and get the ball back in their possession.
Yeah, that's just a really smart play, and especially when you notice that an attacker is not going to pass it out and just seems to have that dogged look of going to the net. It can work both ways. Sometimes that dogged look can set up very well for a goal, but at other times it gives the defense a chance to react, as it did most recently, and EC Glass the beneficiary.
4:55 remaining in this third quarter, a three-goal lead for EC Glass. And they will have possession on the whistle. Starting midfielders out there for the Hilltoppers, Josiah Martin, Will Carrington, and Mitch McMahon. Carrington on the far side gives to Truitt. And now Hamilton gets a pick from Kays. Hamilton at the GLE. Now rolls to his left. Draws a slide from the long stick, getting around Patrick Williams. Williams the replacement for David Foster. Hamilton gets to the front of the net now to Sackett Wood. Now Will Carrington out near midfield. Hands off to Martin. Martin drives in with his right. Tries to switch back to his left. Loses control of the ball. Scooping it up quickly is Andrew Kays. And now Carrington with it. Carrington bodying his defender. Gets it to Wood. Wood into the middle for Truitt. Question mark dodge to get around his defender. But it's saved by Joyce again. As now Carrington levels the Trojan midfielder out near midfield. And a flag goes up instantly. And what a hit by Will Carrington, but the midfielder for the Trojans is down and not getting up anytime soon.
It's easy to see why that flag was thrown. Carrington very aggressive with that particular hit from a sheer call standpoint. Right call?
I would say so. I think the intent was clear for Carrington on Andy Unmasig for Midlothian, but Carrington will head to the box, and Midlothian will get the first EMO chance today. I don't know if you like the aggressiveness if you're Coach Renuska, but I think that might have been a little too much there, sending Carrington, one of your best all-around players, to the box for a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, you're up three goals, so there's a little leeway, but at the same time, you may want Carrington to pull it back just a little bit, and that's a lot easier said than done when you're talking about asking a guy to be aggressive or not.
And we talked about it last game, I think. That play was similar. It looked like a wide receiver crossing the middle of the field and the safety just coming out of nowhere laying the hit as the ball was coming down into the midfielder's stick, and then Carrington just dropped his shoulder. He's in the box now.
And on a bang-bang call, it's totally understandable why officials err on the side of safety.
Midlothian with possession as they go for the EMO chance. A nice save by Shabistar. The shot coming from Will Pomeroy. And now the Hilltoppers go for the clear. Maricini near midfield has it. The long pole. Looked like he was going to pass, and now decides to just take it across midfield himself. He's pushed to the ground by Powell, and now Midlothian comes away with it. Maricini wants a whistle.
Yeah, Maricini pleading with the official on the far sideline for one. That was not as hard of a hit as the one Carrington delivered a moment ago, but it separated him from the ball, and Maricini, I guess, looking for similar consistency from the officiating.
And he does get the call as Glass will take over possession inside of midfield. Maricini's still out there as a long stick midi now comes off the bench. And the horn blowing with 3:23 to go is, I believe, just looking for some clarification on this play. Coach Ranuska yelling at the official. See what's going on. I'm not sure what the complaint would be about here, Ed, but Ranuska fired up and now being asked to go back to his bench.
He may be wanting some level of consistency, and some of this could be gamesmanship by Coach Ranuska for EC Glass, but you know, I think a lot of it is you know, you had two hard hits and they don't go the same way in calls. You know, in the official's defense, one of them looked on the initial outset a lot more vicious. That was the Carrington hit. And, you know, again, when we go back to it, if there's a question of player safety, I think the referees have almost been conditioned, and understandably and justifiably so, to focus on safety first. Although that's frustrating for a coach, especially when you know it's a contact sport.
Josiah Martin will take it on the whistle for EC Glass. 3:20 to go here in this third quarter. Martin getting whacked out on the near side. It's now the physicality picking up for Midlothian. Martin draws a switch, has two long sticks on him behind the net, looking for the open man. As the EMO is still technically on for Midlothian, and now Carrington comes out of the box onto the field. We are back at full strength, a successful kill for the Hilltoppers. Carrington has it near midfield. He hands back to Truitt. Ball loose for a second, but Truitt does pick it up. Hamilton now with it behind the cage. Hamilton taking his time, letting the offense settle in with Carrington out there. Hamilton drives to his left, now gets a slide from the long stick, and it's a two-on-one for Midlothian behind the net. And still no open man in sight as Hamilton now dishes off to Sackett Wood. Wood to Carrington. Carrington goes in with his right. Pass into the middle. Shot from Josiah Martin went wide. And EC Glass was closest to the end line. They'll keep possession. 2:09 to go in the third.
Yeah, the intent behind that, a bang-bang shot from Josiah Martin, you know, is clearly the right intent. Just not perfectly executed on the shot, but everything else is good around it. And that's why Glass had the man closest to the ball out of bounds, and they retain possession.
Hamilton driving towards the net. He's pushed down. A flag goes up in the air. And now a penalty goes against Midlothian here. So EC Glass, after just killing off a penalty, will go on the EMO for the first time tonight. Not sure who the penalty is going to be on, but looks like it'll be Coleman Rock, the midfielder for Midlothian.
Relatively quiet offensive quarter as well here in this third, Anthony. Just one goal, and that was by EC Glass at the very beginning. They've got a chance to add to this advantage, and the way they're playing defense, you'd love to be able to do that if you're Coach Ranuska and really get a little more of a buffer heading toward the fourth quarter, although there's still, you know, about 2 minutes left in this third.
No goal in almost 10 minutes here at EC Glass. Pass for Truitt goes out of bounds. That one from Martin. A costly turnover there for EC Glass.
Costing possession with the man up and gives Midlothian a chance to really work on killing off this penalty.
They will try to do that. They have to go end line to end line, essentially, as the pass goes over the head of Patrick Williams. He's trying to scoop it up on the far side. Eventually goes to Jason Goodwin. He's double-teamed in the backfield now, and Joyce, the goalie, gets it back to Williams. And a delay of game called on Williams, not getting it over in the 30 seconds. So Glass gets possession back. Good defense by Coach Ranuska's squad. Carrington, top of the slot, gives to Martin. Martin, stepping in, gets to Kays, who goes baseline to Hamilton. Hamilton will roll it out for Martin. McMahon there as well. And now Kay's looking to get it into Carrington. He'll go to McMahon instead. Now Martin steps in, goes to Kay's. Now Carrington inside, low to high shot. It's knocked away by Joyce. And the ball is awarded to Midlothian. Joyce sprinting out of the cage to get to the end line.
Yeah, and Joyce had a good read on that shot. Wyatt Hamilton was a little bit late getting toward the end line, and I think that's the right call by the officials giving it to Midlothian.
49 seconds left in this third quarter. Only one goal, as Ed mentioned, in the quarter. And a timeout is called by Midlothian to settle down this last offensive possession. 38.9 seconds on the clock. 7-4, EC Glass leading.
I get the timeout from Midlothian. You'd love to sneak a goal in here at the end of the third quarter. As much of an offensive drought as they've been on, having not scored since the middle portion of the second, if you can sneak a goal in here and enter the fourth down 7-5, you have to feel pretty good about your position.
Feels like we haven't had a faceoff in forever. It's been since the last goal, which came at the 11-12 marker of this third quarter. Wyatt Hamilton getting his first of the game on an assist from Andrew Kays, who has two here tonight. Kays leading all scorers with 3 points here tonight, two assists to go along with a goal. And we've seen players on EC Glass that have kind of stepped up and performed in roles that they're not necessarily used to. Sackett Wood as an attacking middie tonight, and we've seen Will Carrington on the defensive end of the midfield play a big role as well. Which one of those two do you think has a bigger factor going forward?
You know, there's probably more potential because of the offensive ability for Will Carrington, but as far as what's happened tonight, Sackett Woods had some real key, not just offensive plays, but some glue plays as well that set up the scoring in the early going. You know, it's a close call. I lean Wood tonight, but I think going forward, you know what Carrington's role is. It's a big one.
A home game on the line in the state semifinal to be played next week for the winner. Glass looking good now with just over 12 minutes to go in the game, and they have a 3-goal lead against a team that came in averaging 15 a game and has been held to 4 here tonight. Glass also well below their state leading average at 16.5 goals a game. They're only at 7 as we're almost at the end of the third quarter. It'll be Midlothian ball off the restart. And a big possession that could ultimately change some momentum in this game if Midlothian can get a goal here, make it a 2-goal game before the end of the third.
That's certainly the intent of Coach Bernard, is to snag a quick goal here for Midlothian and position themselves very nicely for the final 12.
They'll get the ball out near midfield. It'll be Bryson Miller. He's marked by Carter Morecambe. Miller gets it to Pomeroy near side wing as we approach 30 seconds. Sage back to Pomeroy. And now up to Bryson Miller on the far side, Trevor Christmas. 20 seconds left in the third. Goodwin swings it around to Powell. Powell behind the crease. Looks for a pass out near midfield, and it's instead taken away by Godsey. He's played excellent tonight for EC Glass, and they'll just fire it down the field. Make Joyce make a play on it as the third quarter comes to an end here at EC Glass. A 7-4 lead for the Hilltoppers. We'll be back with fourth quarter action coming up right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.